Talking by Wire. Hello? This is the Texas Forest Service of A&M College calling. Seventy-five years ago, Texans were without many of the conveniences of today. Motor cars were unknown. Airplanes, sound motion pictures, and radio broadcasting were almost undreamed of. And even the commoner facilities were missing. Take, for instance, communication. When the housewife wanted to order groceries, call a physician, or tell a choice bit of gossip to her friends, she must either send her young son down with the message, or get ready for visiting and sally forth herself. Most business houses depended upon errand boys to carry orders, requests, and information to their customers and associates in the same town. And newspapers depended upon their reporters getting to the scene of news stories by foot or by horse. But some of the newspaper editors were not satisfied. One morning, in the year 1876, in a newspaper office in Galveston, the two partners, Colonel Alfred H. Below and Willard Richardson, were just starting work for the day.
Alfred, I see we've got a news story on this new invention by a man named Elisha Gray.
That's what he calls the telephone, isn't it?
Yes, we're running the article in today's paper.
Gray's from Chicago, isn't he?
So it says.
I've read where Thomas Edison and a fellow named Bell have been working on the same thing, a way of talking over wires. I guess it isn't too far-fetched at that. 100 years ago, who would have believed there would be such a thing as the telegraph? And now we're getting a chance to use it every day.
Well, the wonderful discoveries of the last 50 years have almost prepared us to believe anything. But we must admit that we're being put to a strong test when we're called upon to believe that the sound of a human voice can be sent over the wires.
Well, I don't know very much about electricity, but I'm willing to bet that someday we'll actually be able to talk into one of those instruments and make ourselves understood to anybody who owns one.
I don't see any practical good out of it, though. We have telegraph lines now. If you want to send a message to another town, we run down to the telegraph office and give them the message. How much better off will we be if we hear the man talk when we get there? I grant you that it would be interesting to hear the man's voice, but I can't see any special advantage.
But what if you didn't have to go down to the telegraph office? Well, I'll wager that someday people will have this telephone in their own homes. You wouldn't need a telegraph operator to send the message for you. You'd just speak on the telephone to the person yourself.
I don't see how it would work out. Think of how many wires you'd have to string up. You'd have to arrange for wires to everyone you wanted to talk to.
I think they'll probably have some kind of an arrangement like they do now in telegraph stations. They could have a central point where the wire to one person's house could be connected with the wire running to somebody else's house. Or if you wanted to talk to some other town, why, the telephone people could connect you to the wire leading to the other town.
Well, it may work, but I still think it's stretching the imagination a little.
Think of what it would mean for the newspaper man. If I wanted to get the facts for a newspaper article, all I'd have to do would be to telephone the people concerned at their homes or business houses and verify the story. Save sending a correspondent over to write the article. I can see all the money it would save us in time.
Don't you think it would be too expensive for most people to afford?
Well, if enough people would pay for the service, I should think it could be quite reasonable in price. I know that if they ever bring any telephones to Galveston, I'm going to have one put in my house.
What about the telegraph? I'm just getting used to it now, and you're ready to tell me it's old-fashioned.
I think the telegraph will become even more useful as time goes on, and I don't think the telephone will replace it. Now, the telegraph will probably be more accurate. Especially for business firms, it'll be very useful because they'll have a written record of the messages. But I think the telephone will be mighty handy around town, especially when you want to talk to somebody yourself.
Well, I'm not such an old man yet, and I'm going to say we won't make any more progress. But if you ever get one of those things put in your house, and if I'm still around, I want to be the first person to talk to you.
Nettie, do you think you can spare me for a month or so?
Why, Alfred? Do you plan on making a business trip?
I've half a mind to go up to Philadelphia. They're having the Centennial Exposition up there, you know, and I think it'd be well if I went up to see what's going on in the world now.
I think it would be nice if you went. Would you like another cup of coffee?
Yes, please. You know, they've been sending us a lot of stories about some of the new inventions, and I'd like to see them myself. I believe a newspaper man should know a little something of what he's writing. You go along if you like.
No, you go ahead and go. I have enough to do now to keep me busy, and I'll get a lot more done if you're out from under my feet for a while. But just don't stay away too long.
Future right this way, mister.
Not just now, thanks.
Get them while they're hot. Tender sweet corn on the cob. Guaranteed to get butter smeared from one ear to the other. Have one, mister?
No, thank you.
Into the lady or gentleman who tells me under which shell it is, I will give $5 silver. I repeat, $5 silver. Hey, how about you trying your luck, sport?
No, thanks, but can you tell me where the telephone is being exhibited?
Straight ahead on the left side. And now, ladies and gents, I repeat, if any of you can point out to me which one of these...
marvels of the century, a demonstration of the telephone. You will actually see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears.
I'd like a ticket, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Here you are, mister. And another gentleman is just going in to witness the marvel of the century, a demonstration of the telephone on which you can actually talk to another.
Good morning, Mr. Belo. You're next.
Good morning, Lim. Shave as usual.
Yes, sir, and a shave it is. Just now I got through putting another cake of soap in your shaving mug. As I always try to keep all of my customers' mugs in apple pie order.
Good enough. How's the family these days, Lim?
Oh, fine, fine. Say, I heard you just now got back from Philadelphia.
Yes, I got back yesterday.
Must have been a mighty fine celebration they had up there, huh?
Yes, I had a very pleasant time. I saw some new inventions that really took my eye.
Lean right back there, Mr. Belo. There you are. Somebody said you saw this here new telephone work up there.
Yes, I did. I'm going to get one in my house as soon as I can so I can talk to the office. It'll probably be a year or two before I can get the material, but I'm going to have it.
You don't mean it. Well, I can't understand how in the world it can work. They say all you have to do is run some wire, like in the telegraph, and you can talk. Is that right?
That's right.
And what I can't understand is how they're going to run wires all around to carry the talking. I'll bet it'll take a million wood poles to carry those wires all over. Don't sound practical to me.
Well, I think we have all the timber we need in East Texas for poles.
Maybe so, maybe so. Of course, I don't mean to argue with you, but I doubt if I ever live to see the day when you can talk to anybody around without ever going out of your house.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you either, as long as you've got that razor in your hand.
How long will it be before we can try out this telephone, Alfred?
It should be just a few minutes, as soon as these men get through connecting up the wires outside.
How do you make it work? Do you think I can do it?
Why, there's nothing to it, Nettie. All you have to do is crank this little knob. It makes a bell ring on the other end. Then you just lift up this little thing, oh, by the way, it's called a receiver, and talk into the mouthpiece. Then you put the receiver against your ear, and you hear the other person talk.
Is the mayor going to be down to the newspaper office to try it out?
Yes, he said he wanted to talk over it. I understand there are going to be quite a few other people down there, too. But the one I want to talk to is Will Richardson. A couple of years ago, before I went to the Centennial in Philadelphia, he said that if I ever got one of these things in my house, he wanted to be the first to talk to me.
You know, Alfred, I was just thinking, if some of the other women around here had telephones in their houses, I could talk to them as long as I wanted without ever having to get dressed up for visiting.
I can see where the telephone is going to be very popular with the women folks.
It's all ready to go, Colonel. We have the wires connected.
Well, here we go, Nettie, and I hope it works. I hate to think what Richardson's going to say if it doesn't. Hello? Hello? Nobody answers. I'll try ringing again.
Just a minute there, Colonel. This wire's come loose again. We'll have it fixed in a jiffy.
All right. I hope they get it working this time.
Patience, Alfred. I'm sure they'll get it ready right away.
All ready, Colonel. Be long. Will you try it now?
All right. Hello? 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 Is that you, Richardson? What's that?
What does he say?
He says I'm hollering too loud in his ear. Hello, Richardson. What do you think of the invention now? Pretty good, isn't it? Yes, and I'll bet it isn't long until every newspaper in the country will have one. That's what I said.
Alfred?
Just a second, Richardson. Hold on for a second. My wife wants to ask me something. What is it, Nettie?
It just came to me, Alfred. Now I can call you home when it's time for supper.
This was the story of the first telephone line in Texas. In the year 1878, Colonel Alfred H. Below made the first telephone call in the state. Credit for the invention of the telephone was finally given to Alexander Graham Bell, whose first patents date from 1876. But the pioneering work of Elisha Gray, Thomas A. Edison, and others is recognized. The first telephone exchange in Texas was opened in Galveston on August 21st, 1879. And the first long-distance line was between Galveston and Houston in 1883. Today, there are more than 1,000 telephone exchanges in the state, with nearly 1 million telephones. Telephone lines use a lot of telephone poles. Millions of telephone poles produced in East Texas go into the state's extensive telephone system, helping to carry the messages which bind the state so closely together. These telephone poles are an important source of income to East Texas timberland owners. Poles bring a high price on the market. Timberland owners who selectively cut pole material from their pine stands usually make money from their timber crop. By practicing good forestry, they can keep their timberlands continually producing timber for the industries of the state. A constant supply of timber can build a greater Texas. This transcription has been brought to you by the Texas Forest Service of A&M College, W.E. White Director, as a part of the public service activities of the radio station to which you are listening. Your announcer is Fritz Cooler. The program was written and produced by R. Burl Johnson. ¶¶